those things you were talking about a while ago, the chitlins. You have liver and that's about all I know to eat in the home. Except they cook these sides and we have streak of lean, streak of fat. Where you get your pure lard from, and you get cracklings and crackling, sometimes called skins. I say, oh, come in the same category.
What do you get that is meat that we usually find sliced thin and eat it for breakfast?
Bacon. That's streak of lean, streak of fat, because that's cured. That's the curing process that brings the bacon. But it's there, just the same.
What is the stuff that is trimmings, it's made up and it's well seasoned?
Sauce.
And what about the stuff that comes in little links?
Sausages.
If meat has been kept too long and it's not good to eat, then it has...
It's tainted.
After you butcher a hog, what do you make with meat from its head?
This is where all parts of the hog is used, of course. Some of that's used in the sauces also. It's the whole parts of it.
Have you ever heard anything called head cheese?
Yes, hog head cheese. Mm-hmm. It's very much like sauce. It's a gelatinous substance that the various parts are ground up and seasoned, kind of a mold. That's how it's obtained. It's cooked.
It is cooked.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of anything made out of hog blood?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever heard of a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
I've heard something, but not too much.
Did you ever hear of something made with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and the juice of head cheese or liver sausage?
I don't know. So.
Have you ever heard of scrapple?
No. Scrapple.
Suppose you had kept butter too long and it did not taste good, it would be...
Well, it's this butric acid forms. It has a very strong odor, and it wouldn't be very palatable, nor would it be very aromatic. It would have a very pungent and offensive odor to it. It's too old.
Thick sour milk that is kept on hand is called what?
Clabber.
Do you know what's made from that?
Or cheeses and various other dairy products after the milk is sold.
To get impurities out of milk, it used to be poured through a fine cloth.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's pasteurization. That's a process which is used, heating process, which pasteurizes from the name Pasteur, which renders it free from bacteria, which would cause the transmission from the animal to the consumer when it's pasteurized. And of course, this eliminates that danger, unless of course there is some very outstanding disease that the animal has that pasteurization doesn't quite eliminate. But that's the reason for it, is to make it safe for human consumption.
Do you eat desserts? You said you didn't eat these.
Yes, I eat desserts. I don't eat much.
Do you like fruit pie?
Oh, yes.
Do you know different names? Do you call it different things besides pie?
Oh, custards. Pies and custards. And the use of cobbler.
How would you describe a cobbler?
Well, it has it's a deep dish with layers of flour made something like pastries. Pardon me. pastries on top. In other words, it's folded under. The fruit is on the inside and it's baked with this layer of pie crust or the whatever you make the dough from. That's essentially.
Somebody has a good appetite, and you say he sure likes to put away his
food.
And food taken between regular meals is called a
snack.
What do you call milk or cream mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over pie or pudding?
It's a sauce.
In the first